When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Matrix and Roadshow fans, we are back with another video, and I said it many times, Christianity is under attack. If you are a Christian man, you're supposed to just shut up and take it when people attack your religion. Yes, the mainstream media has been attacking Christianity here in this country because I truly do believe, man, they want some type of a communist utopia to take over. And communists, they don't believe in religion. Yeah, Marx himself wanted to destroy religion to bring in communism, man. That's how you do it. That's why communist China doesn't have a religion. They don't. The state is your religion. Kind of funny, guys. Now, me being a Christian, I don't like it when Christianity comes under attack. Because think of this, man. You can actually go on TV and slam the Bible, attack the Bible. You won't lose your job. You won't get criticism from the media. But I'm willing to bet if you actually go out there and bash the Quran, they're going to call you Islamophobic, right? Well, we need to talk about an actor that has openly come out and bashed the Bible. Will he actually lose his job? I don't think so. Because Christianity is ripe for attack. And you want to know why? I believe as Christians, we're just so forgiving. Because to non-believers out there, they think that Jesus was just all forgiving. You know, that he just accepted, you know, sin and all this other stuff. And Christians have just cowered down and bent the knee. That is why Christianity is under attack. Now, that brings us to actor Brian Cox. Now, if you guys remember Anthony Hopkins as Hannibal Lecter, I'm pretty sure you guys remember him as Hannibal Lecter first. Yes, because that was a movie in the 1980s. Really good movie, by the way. William Peterson, Manhunter. That was actually based on the book Red Dragon, the first Hannibal Lecter book. Now, Brian Cox had a small role as Hannibal Lecter in that movie because, really, guys, Hannibal Lecter really isn't in the book that much. He's a minor character. And then Thomas Harrison, next couple of books, of course, made him a big-time star. And it's pretty much known as like the Hannibal Lecter series. But Brian Cox was in that movie. He was also in Troy, came out in 2004 with Brad Pitt. Well, he's out there now and he is trashing the Bible. Yes, he's trashing the Bible to the media. No backlash. None. Let's get into this, guys. Make sure you guys like this video. Subscribe to the channel. Become a channel member. Remember, live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. If you're watching on Rumble, click the join button, get access to the same thing. So here we go. Look at this, guys. Secession star Brian Cox slams Bible as one of the worst books ever. Wow. He said that the Bible is full of propaganda and lies. Wow. Now, if he actually did say this about the Quran, oh boy, he'd be out of a job. But look here, it says secession star Brian Cox has slammed the Bible as, quote, one of the worst books ever, arguing that the religious text is a collection of propaganda and lies. The Scottish actor, 77, is best known for his role as a sweary media mogul, Logan Roy, in the acclaimed HBO drama. I actually haven't seen it. Is it good? Let me know, because I have not seen it, okay? Look here. It says, doing a recent appearance on podcast, The Starting Line, the avowed atheist took the opportunity to discuss his views on religious beliefs. Now, of course, not only is he an atheist, this man is also a socialist, man. This man is a communist. He's a self-avowed socialist. That's what he is. He's actually, I believe, a member of like a socialist party out there in the UK. But anyway, goes on, it says, asked whether he felt organized religion had impeded human progress, Koch responded, quote, "Oh, considerably. Yes, I think religion does hold us back because of its belief systems, which are outside ourselves." Man. He went on to argue that religion has, quote, led us into all kinds of horror, pointing to the Holocaust and the wars in Ukraine and Gaza. The same things are being repeated again and again in belief systems which do not serve, close quote, he said. Cox also argued that organized religion is a patriarchal. Oh, my God. Saying, quote, "I mean, the propaganda goes right way back. The Bible is one of the worst books ever for me, from my point of view, because it starts with the idea that Adam's rib, you know, that from Adam's rib, this woman was created, and they'll believe it because they're stupid enough." Man, man. So I'm wondering, Brian Cox, since you have all the answers, where did man come from? Since you have all of the answers, this man is attacking God, man. He's attacking your beliefs. He's attacking the Bible. While the actor accepted that people may need spiritual guidance, he argued that Bible stories are not the solution. Yeah, he wants you to put down your Bible. A quote, "They need it, but they don't need to be told lies. They need some kind of truth, and that is not the truth," said Cox. "It is not the truth. It's a mythology." Well, tell us, what is true, Brian Cox? What is the truth? I'm willing to bet he doesn't have an answer. You know what? It's probably too late for him. This man's 77 years old. I hope he can actually find God one day. But man, this definitely sounds really bad. Sounds like there's no hope for him. On a personal note, Cox said he found his own answers to life's biggest questions through acting, claiming that that theater is the, quote, "one true church," because it is the church of humanity. Man, that is pretty brutal, man. Pretty brutal coming from him. Attacking, he thinks you're stupid if you read the Bible and you believe in the teachings of Jesus. He thinks you're dumb. But you know, he's not the only one, man. The communists, that's the way they actually feel, man. This is the way they actually feel. This guy's an idiot, man. But that's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Matrix and Roadshow fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.